period, like.
Okay, Dalet Amud Aleph. We're starting from the dot, about 8 lines down or so. Rabbi Zeira Omar. Okay, what we're talking about here is whether David and Moshe knew when Chatzos was, because Moshe said Ka Chatzos Halayla, and David had this harp that used to wake him up at Chatzos. So Rabbi Zeira Omar, Moshe Liolam Hava Yoda. Moshe did know when Chatzos was. The David Nami Hava Yoda. David also knew when Chatzos was. The came to David Hava Yoda Kinor Lamalei. So the Gemara asks that if David knew what time Chatzos was, so what did he need a kinor? Why did he need this harp hanging on top of his bed? So the Gemara says, Le'is'urei mishinase, to wake him up from his sleep. And he knew when Chatzos was, he just needed, he was sleeping. So he needed something to wake him up. So the kinor was his alarm clock that would wake him up from his sleep. Asks the Gemara, V'kevin de Moshe avayoda, v'amalei lememar kachatzos. So if Moshe knew what time Chatzos was, so why did he say kachatzos? He should have said Bachatzos, right? Bachatzos alayla. Why did he say Kachatzos? Moshe kasav Hashem yitu itzagnine paro, because Moshe thought maybe the astrologers of Paro would make a mistake. V'yomru Moshe badoyhu, and therefore when Makas Bechoros would happen, they would say, hey, it's not Chatzos, even though really it was Chatzos, and therefore they would say, Moshe, he's a liar. He said it's going to happen at Chatzos, and it didn't happen at Chatzos. So you see, Moshe's a liar. Okay, so Moshe was being cautious, and therefore he said, Kachatzos. The Amar Mar, Lamed Lashoncha Lomar Ein Yodea. A person should teach himself to say, I don't know, Shema Tisbade V'tochas, because maybe you'll make something up, meaning maybe you'll be wrong, and then you'll be caught, and people will think that you're a liar. So therefore, if you're not sure about something, you should say Ein Yodea. It's not exactly the same thing as Moshe, because Moshe did know when Chatzos was. He was worried about other people's mistakes. But that's what the Gemara says. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi gives an alternative answer. Vipalga orta detleisar nage arbeisar havakai. Then Moshe, when he said kachatzos, he was talking the night before in the middle of the night, meaning he was at Chatzos. He was saying this the night before, meaning the night of the 13th as it turns to the 14th. Okay? And therefore he said, V'achi kamar Moshe, and this is what Moshe was saying to Yisrael, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'machar kachatzos halayla ki ha'idna ani yotze v'soch Mitzrayim. What Moshe was relaying to Klal Yisrael was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that tomorrow night, at this time, tomorrow night, kachatzos halayla ki ha'idna, at chatzos, tomorrow night, that's when I'm going to come and I'm going to do Makas Bechoros. So it's not that it was an approximate time. He was just saying, just like the Chatzos of now, that's going to be the Chatzos of tomorrow night. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. Weiter in the Gemara, L'David Shamra Nafshi Ki Chasid Ani. So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tfilo L'David, that Shamra Nafshi Ki Chasid, and David's calling himself a Chasid. Levi V'Rab Yitzchak, so it's Machlokas, how to understand this between Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak. So one of them says, David said the following before Hashem. Ribono shel olam, lo chasid ani, lo chasid ani, shekol mal, right? Am I not a chasid, rhetorically? Shekol malchei mizrach u'marav, yisheini mad shalosh shos. All the kings of the east and the west, they sleep until 3 hours into the day. Vani, chatzos laila akum lehodos lecha. But I get up at chatzos to praise you. So am I not a chasid? It was a rhetorical question. That's one approach. V'idach, the other approach. Kach amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, lo chasid ani, again, am I not a chasid? Shekol malchei mizrach u'marav yoshvim agudos agudos b'chvoda. All the other kings, they hang around in groups for their own honor. You know, they hang out together, they schmooze, you know, they get together with these state dinners and things, you know, they hang out together. V'ani, but me, yadai meluchlachos b'dam u'bishfir u'bishilya, but my hands are dirty. Right, my hands are dirty with blood. My hands are dirty with shfir. Rashi explains is the skin of a baby, of a fetus. And basically, sometimes a fetus is developed, and then a woman has a miscarriage, and therefore she's required to sit yemei tuma and tara. Sometimes the fetus is completely undeveloped, and it's just like a skin. You know, I hate to say it like this, but it's just like skin, and nothing there. So then a woman would not have to sit yemei tuma v'tara, and people used to bring all these shilas to David. Shilya is the uterus. You know, if a woman miscarries and her uterus comes out, then the question is, does that uterus contain a vlad? Does it contain a fetus? Does it not? So basically the idea is that David was busy with all these quote-unquote messy halachos, while all the other kings were at state dinners and enjoying themselves, David was knee-deep in the nitty-gritty of halachos in order to be metaher women to their husbands. So that's why David's saying that he was a chassid. And not only that, says David, everything that I do, before I do it, I consult with my Rebbe Mephibosheth. Ve'omerlo, and I say to him, Mephibosheth Rabbi, Mephibosheth my Rebbe, Yofe Danti, did I judge correctly? Yofe Chiyavti, right? Did I obligate someone correctly? Yofe Zachisi, did I exonerate someone correctly? Yofe Tiharti, Yofe Timesi, did I purify someone? Did I contaminate someone improperly? Velo Boshti, and I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed to ask Mephibosheth, to double check with Mephibosheth all of my shilas. Amar Rabbi Shua Berei Deravidi, so Rabbi Shua Berei Deravidi says, Mikra, what pasuk expresses this idea that he would ask his Rebbe and not be embarrassed? Va'adabra ve'ed vosecha negen melachim velo evosh. That I speak in your matters, in your testimonies, before kings, and I'm not embarrassed. I consult my Rebbe, I'm not embarrassed. Zogti Gemara Vayter Tana, the Braisa says, Lo Mephibosheth Shemo, Ela Ish Boshes Shemo. Really, his name was not Mephibosheth, his name was Ish Boshes. V'lama nikro shemo Mephibosheth, so why was he referred to as Mephibosheth? Shehaya mevayesh penei David b'halacha, because he would embarrass David to his face when it came to matters of halacha, right? Meaning David would paskin something and Mephibosheth or Ishbosheth would say, you totally messed that up, you botched it. So that was an embarrassment for David. So that's why he would embarrass him penei David. He was called Mephibosheth. Lafichach zacha David v'yatzam imenu kilav. Because of this, because David was willing to clear everything with his Rebbe Mephibosheth and wasn't concerned about the embarrassment, therefore he was zochet to have a son, Kilav, and we'll see the greatness of Kilav in a minute. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Rami Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kilav Shemo, Ela Daniel Shemo. Really, he was Daniel. His name wasn't Kilav, his name was really Daniel. V'lama nikra Shemo Kilav, so why was he referred to as Kilav? Sheyamachlim p'nei Mephibosheth b'halacha. Because he would embarrass Mephibosheth in halacha. That's how great he was. So David was embarrassed in front of Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth was embarrassed in front of David's son Kilav. Okay? And so Rashi says the lashon of Kilav, machlim es harav, shaya av behoros. The rav, who was the av behoros, he's the father of paskening, he would embarrass him. Ve'alav amar shloma bechachmaso, and on him, on Kilav, who was really Daniel, Shlomo, in his wisdom, stated in Mishlei, and these are really almost paraphrasing his father David's thoughts. Bini im chacham libcha yismach libi gamani. My son, if your heart is wise, I'm also going to rejoice. Right? Fathers take pride in their children's wisdom. So David was very proud of his son Kilav, his son Daniel, who was so wise. V'yomer chacham bini v'samach libi v'yashiva chorfi davar. My son is wise, my heart rejoices, and I'm able to respond to he who embarrasses me, namely Mephibosheth. I'm able to respond because of Kilav, I'm able to respond to him. Frek the Gemara of David, Mikari Lenavshe Chassid. Is it true that David called himself a Chassid? V'yoksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say, which we're saying again and again throughout this month, Lule Hamanti Liros Betuv Hashem Be'eretz Chaim, right? If not for my Emunah, I might not see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. V'tana mishmei d'Rabbi Yossi, and the Braisa teaches in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Lama nekora lule. Why are there dots? Sometimes there are dots on top of letters. So why are there dots on top of the letters of lule? Dots usually tell us that it's not exactly we should understand that it's not exactly the way the word seems. Amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Muvtach ani b'choshiat mishalim schar tov latzadikim le'asid lavo. I'm confident that you're going to give good schar to tzadikim la'asid lavo when the proper time comes. Aval eini yodea im yesh li chelek b'neihem. But I don't know if I'm part of that. I don't know if I'm part of that group of tzadikim. Im lav, or if not. So you see, David himself wasn't sure. Why? Shema yigrom achet. Because David was concerned that maybe I've done chataim, maybe those chataim are going to cause me not to be included in that group of tzaddikim. I'm not going to see tuv be'eretz chayim. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the basis of this idea of shema yigrom achet? Kid Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, the Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, To Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rami Ksiv, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi asked the following stira in Psukim. One pasuk says, "V'hinei Anochi imachu shmartiha b'chol asher telech." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, "Don't worry, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to guard you, wherever you go, I'm going to take care of you." Yet we see, Uksiv Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Yet we see that Yaakov was afraid. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising Yaakov that he's going to take care of him, why is Yaakov afraid? Omar, because Yaakov says, Shem Yigra Machet, because maybe after the Haftach of Hashem, I sinned, and that sin is going to cause me to have a harsh judgment. Shem Yigra Machet. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, Adyavor Amcha, Hashem Adyavor Amzukanisa, we say in Oz Yashir, Adyavor Amcha, Hashem Adyavor Amzukanisa, the double language. So what is that referring to? Adyavor Amcha, Hashem Zubi Arishona. Adyavor Amcha, Hashem, as your nation, Hashem, passes, that's referring to the first time that they passed into Eretz Yisrael, during the time of Yoshua. Adyavor Amzukanisa, the second time, right, when the nation that you've acquired passes through, Zubia Shnia, that's referring to the second coming, so to speak, the second Aliyah from Bavel in the times of Ezra. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mikan Amru Chachamim, based on this, based on the fact that the Psukim put them together, the Chachamim Darshan, Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael Layasos Lahem Neis Bimei Ezra, Kiderach Shinas Lahem Bimei Yahushua. Right, that really it was fitting that that at the time of Ezra they should come in, as Rashi says, Biyad Ramah, they should come in with power, with strength, come into Eretz Israel like they did at the time of Yahushua. What's the reason why that did not happen? When they came in the times of Ezra, they came in, you know, quietly, they didn't come in. They came in, they were still under the control of Koresh and Ahasuerus and Daryavesh, all the other Persian kings. So why was that the case? Because Ela Shigaram Achet. Rather, because the reason why that happened was because Gara Machet. So we see this concept of Gara Machet causes a person to lose some of that special divine protection.